Welcome to the HQ, where happiness lives. It's the key to grow and become better fathers. So turn up the volume and thanks for hanging out with us. Learn how to overcome your divorce.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the HQ. Today is May 25th, 2018. My name is Rob. I'll be your host for the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This podcast is designed to help a dad going through a divorce and how to navigate it either before or after it happens. So welcome. We have these shows every Monday and Friday. Mondays being our interviews and Fridays being solos with me. With that being said, I'm going to make a quick announcement. I'm introducing a new segment to the show. It's going to be all about relationships, so stay tuned for that. I want to dive deep into people's personal lives and find out what they failed at or what they succeeded at and so on. So we can live more happier lives within these relationships. Because let's be real, no relationship is perfect, and this is all about uncovering how to love our friends or our partners unconditionally. Alright, so subscribe, stay up to date, and if you're listening in and you're not part of the Facebook group yet, then come join us. There are hundreds of dads going through all sorts of things, and they're just getting the advice they need so that they can progress to the next step. If you're not telling your story, how can we find out what you need to do? So come on out, get vulnerable, let us know what you're struggling with, so we know how to best serve you guys. Alright, so come join the group, go get a copy of my book. All those links will be in the show notes, alright? Today's episode is all about how to prevent yourself from getting divorced. There's some guys on the fence debating on whether or not they should pull the trigger. And if this is you, then listen up, because there's some good tips in here that you'll probably want to take with you to save that marriage, alright? Number one, communicate. Always keep the lines of communication open. Pick a time and a place for it. Not during grocery shopping, not during getting the kids ready for school, you know. Pick a mutually agreed upon time so you can talk to each other. Not yell, talk. Communicate. With respect and love. You don't want to be caught giving the silent treatment to each other by your kids or caught yelling at each other by your kids, okay? Number two, get rid of the thought or even the possibility of divorce. Don't even make it an option right now. It's either you work on the marriage or you don't. That's what you guys agreed to do, and you should stick to it. If you think there's a possibility of a divorce, then your mind will wander off and eventually want to succumb to it. And you won't find the motivation within inside because you're constantly thinking about the easy way out. Alright? Number three, giving space. Be mindful of people's space, whether they need time to think about it, or whether they need time to themselves, or whether they need time to figure things out. Maybe they need some time to hang with their friends, but give that space. Respect it. Alright, that's very important because Rome wasn't built in a day. Decisions like this aren't made in a day. Alright, so give yourself some time and space, and give it accordingly, okay? Number four, don't stop taking care of yourself. If you don't, then you'll probably be setting yourself up for doom. You know, shave, shower, work out, all that kind of stuff. Build that appearance back up. Because it's true, you may have let yourself go a bit. And this might inspire your spouse to do the same if you guys both kind of let yourselves go. Alright? Number five, forgiveness should always be on your mind. It should never be about who's right or who's wrong. It's always about expressing what it is that bothers you about each other and letting those opinions be heard and respected. Otherwise, you're going to constantly have these barriers and walls up, and you just won't be able to get through to each other. And why would you guys want that to happen when you guys are trying to work things out? Okay, so always forgive yourself from the shame, guilt, and embarrassment from whatever that you did, but also forgive your partner for it as well, too. Okay, because they're probably going through the same thing. Alright? Where am I at? Number six, alright? If all of these don't work, guys, alright, counseling is an option. Get professional help if you guys cannot control any of the above. If you need people there to create a safe environment for you to talk, then so be it. But trust the professionals. It's okay to disclose to someone who will take a neutral stance to the fighting, alright? Like, not your friends or anything, but get your friends to sit around it. Because they're going to be biased. And finally, guys, remember that you guys have children. You know, sometimes that we forget that she's also a mom, too. And we're busy a lot of the time doing so much for the children. We don't even realize that we could use some help in this department. And so if you find that she's struggling or vice versa, you know, help each other out. But chores never stop, and, you know, these kinds of things create teamwork, cooperation, and camaraderie, which is important inside of a relationship. You should feel like you're on the same team, never against each other. Alright, so help out around the house, you know, pick up after things that you normally wouldn't do, and, you know, step it up a bit. Chances are that those are some of the things that could be irritating her on a day-to-day basis, okay? So try to prevent as well as trying to, as instead of trying to intervene all the time, alright? And actually, I have one more real pro tip, and I think this is probably one of the biggest pro tips that I've ever heard in my life. And it's probably one of the best advices that I ever got, you know, to kind of save a marriage. And it came from this, like, 90-year-old man who was married to his wife for over 60 years. And, you know, I would probably take his advice over somebody who has been through a divorce or is not even in a successful relationship or not. But he had said something that was very important, and it was to never stop dating your wife. Never stop chasing after her like you did when you first started dating. I think this is the single most important thing to keeping your marriage healthy, happy, and alive. So if you're thinking about divorce, think about that thing. Think about how much you tried to court her at the very beginning. Think about all the things that you possibly did. And that you stopped maybe because it was too cheesy or whatever. Alright? Go date your wife. It's the most important thing that you could possibly do. Alright? And that's all I have for you guys today. Hopefully you guys can save your marriage. Hopefully you guys can take this back with you into your home and practice it. Because people have this misconception that I facilitate divorce, and I don't. I actually try to save as many as possible. Sometimes we are just overwhelmed with our day to day, the kids, and then when we tend to think that divorce is the easy way out or that it's the best solution, and sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not, alright? A lot of us are not thinking about the right things, so hopefully this podcast will get you guys back in line with, you know, what it takes to be in a successful marriage, okay? And regather yourself, have a good weekend. I'm off to a wedding this tomorrow, actually. It's my cousin's wedding. It's an outdoor wedding. Crossing my fingers because it's supposed to rain, and hopefully it's not going to. And the day is beautiful and planned accordingly to the way she had planned it. So hopefully I'm sending some good vibes now. And hopefully you guys will tune in on Monday. We have an interview lined up for you guys, just so we can get some more perspectives on things. Alright, so stay tuned, subscribe, make sure you guys join the group, get a copy of my book, and I will see you guys on Monday. Alright, Rob, your host, signing off. Peace out.